My Savior is a Jew, and my Savior is God. Our Mediator is a Jew, the man, Christ Jesus. How can I damp and deny my tender heart for Israel? No, compelled I am to love the Jewish nation. From my childhood and even until today, my greatest life's heroes are descendants of Abraham. A promised son sacrificed. Thank you, kindly sir. A covenant unrelenting with God Most High to bear the needed Savior of this human world, so death and even hell can sting his own no more. And thank you, Joseph, for suffering you surrender, for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and for the blessed nation of Israel. What of humble Moses, servant of the Lord? I want to shake your hand and to hug you tight. I often thank my God and Father for you. I love these of whom this world is unworthy, and the nation, O Israel. No other nation on this earth he made holds so dear to me so many heroes beloved. Oh, how can my heart be so coldly indifferent? No, my heart warms when I think of King David, such persevering passion for the King of Kings, Elijah and Elisha, Jeremiah and Nehemiah, Daniel, Esther, Ezra, and John the Baptist. To so many Jews I owe my life, my culture, and my nation, my Judeo-Christian thinking, and my heavenly perspective. To the highly favored Mary, who bore but to grieve, but yet rejoice again, a Savior of her people. Thank you, dear Father, for the Jewish nation, for so many that died to self to bring the needed Savior, who takes far away the sin of this dying world. I would hardly now live in and by the Spirit were it not for Peter, Paul, James, and John. I wouldn't know the depths of many a thing, for through the many beatings their voice was always heard. But now of you and me, so easily take for granted, with our superior Western Laodicean pride, for we surely know the Bible's true theology, and our greater church, and our better ways. Thank you, Paul, for floggings, shipwreck, despising, and jail, that we might know today of mysteries deep and great. Yes, Paul, and I too love the Jewish people, and I long and pray for hardened hearts to soften. Sadly, Augustine, too, found little favor for the Jews, and his disciple, Luther, was by far even worse. Yet, thank you, Mr. Spurton, for your compassion and respect. We, as Christians, ought be furthest from despising the suffering Jew. Oh, what a price to pay for rejecting your Messiah, 2,000 years of scatter to earth's far four corners, persecuted and despised and driven from the lands. So much ignorance of history and silly theories abound. Oh, how I pray for the saving of the nation of Israel. Even as Jesus' own nation continues to reject him now, they need not accept their Savior in order for me to love, for I too rejected him, but he loved and called me still. For God loves all peoples, and so I love the Jews. How can I say I love Paul, but to his brethren, nay? Please bring them to you, Lord Jesus, on high, and peace upon Jerusalem is my daily cry. Still, Rachel is weeping for her many children, the abandoned of the centuries called to come back home. How can we who are saved, his true and grafted brethren, be so cold and indifferent to his suffering national brethren. The Jewish Son of God will return to us one day, to judge the world complete, not a one escapes. Just a cup of water to his people and his creation, or did I wish them well without a helping hand? Yes, my Lord and Maker, how I love Israel.